John Decker, who was there with his binoculars or spy glasses or not, in the chamber for the State of the Union address, our own White House correspondent. If you were a Joe Biden fan before or Democrat, hoping that he had a pretty good State of the Union, set out the agenda, taking credit for what the Democrats believe is going right, well, then you probably thought it was a pretty good speech. If you were not a Joe Biden fan last night, you probably know more of one this morning. I may be wrong. John Decker, White House correspondent, our own correspondent. Thank you, John.
Hey, Jack, thanks for having me on today. Yeah, 72-minute long speech, and the president hitting the road today, touting some of the things that he discussed in the State of the Union address. He'll be in Wisconsin, battleground Wisconsin today, a key state in 2016. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes in 2016. Joe Biden won the state by 20,000 votes in 2020, and it's going to be a close state again in 2024. But I think you're right in terms of where you view that speech in terms of where you sit. Are you a Joe Biden fan? Are you not a Joe Biden fan? And I think that that's the way you probably view the president's address last night.
John Decker, I don't know if it's fair or not, but we just had one of our regular folks on, contributors from Washington as well. You know, the buzz around Washington is Joe Biden is going to make a go of it. You know, he's going to run again. And some would say last night was kind of the, not the layup, but kind of the game plan to show the, make the case on another, trying to run for another 4 years. Is that overstated or about accurate?
No, I don't think that's overstated at all. I've been saying that leading up to the State of the Union address. This is an unofficial launch of the president's reelection run. He'll make it official likely in March or April of this year, so just a few weeks away from making it official. That's despite that ongoing investigation that's involving the president and his access to classified documents when he was no longer the vice president of the United States. But yeah, last night, unofficial launch. He talked about how the job's not done. That's what you say when you're running for another 4-year term as president.
John Decker, White House correspondent, our own. Thank you, John.